CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 28th of September, 2025, and here's the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. What are your must-see presentations at this year's RSGB convention? The RSGB invited the MP for Buckingham and Bletchley to the RSGB National Radio Centre for a private visit. Listen out for today's special 70th anniversary GB2RS broadcast. Before we begin today's news bulletin, we would like to share a special message from the RSGB President, Bob Beeb, GU4YOX, to mark the 70th anniversary of GB2RS. Bob says, "It is with a profound sense of respect and appreciation that today we mark the 70th anniversary of the GB2RS news service. Since 1955, volunteers have given their time and their voice to keep our radio community informed, connected and inspired. For many of us, GB2RS has been a constant and familiar presence in our radio lives. On behalf of the RSGB, I extend my heartfelt thanks to all who have played a part in this remarkable story for the last 70 years. Today, we honour their legacy and reaffirm our commitment to the values and spirit that the GB2RS News Service so proudly represents." And now, we move to today's news items. The programme for this year's RSGB convention has nearly 50 presentations for you to enjoy, including leading industry speakers such as Mike Walker, VA3MW from Flex Radio, and Hans Summers, G0UPL from QRP Labs. There will be also well-known names such as Neil Smith, G4DBN, Radcom Technical Editor, Peter Duffett-Smith, GM3XJE, Brian Coleman, G4NNS, and Walt Cudson, K4OGO, known to many as Salty Walt. This annual RSGB event is your only opportunity within the UK to have access to this level of knowledge, learning and networking opportunities. As well as a packed full lecture program, there will be nearly 20 special interest groups in attendance. So if you are thinking of pursuing a different area of the hobby, this is the perfect time for you to explore your options. To guarantee a place, you will need to purchase a ticket online via rsgb.org/convention before advance sales close on Sunday the 5th of October. Buying your ticket online not only guarantees your place, but it also saves you money when compared to the on-the-door ticket prices. If you are arriving on the Friday, why not join a private tour of Bletchley Park at 2:30 p.m, which has been arranged specially for convention attendees. In addition to this, and new for this year, RSGB National Radio Centre volunteer Patrick 20IFB will be running an informal introduction on getting started with low Earth orbiting satellites. The RSGB convention takes place from the 10th to the 12th of October at Kent Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The RSGB was pleased to welcome Callum Anderson, MP for Buckingham and Bletchley, to the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park last week. Callum enjoys seeing the history of radio, watching live CW contacts, and listening to his voice coming back from space, having been relayed via a satellite. Callum was invited to meet a small group of senior RSGB representatives who emphasised the important role of amateur radio in encouraging young people into an engineering career. Getting involved in science, technology, engineering and maths activities gives a great foundation that could lead some young people to follow in the footsteps of radio amateur pioneers who led the development of many wireless technologies that we rely on today. Most importantly, the visit gave the RSGB an opportunity to show the problems that electromagnetic disturbance can cause to wireless reception. Examples of EMD include household appliances, broadband FFTC, and green energy from solar panels and wind farms, where the signals are thousands of times stronger than the expected levels given in ITU recommendations. EMC Chair John Rogers, M0JAV, and Board Chair Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, explained that unless the year-on-year increases in background noise are stopped, many critical services and infrastructures could be impacted soon, just as the amateur radio bands are today. The RSGB looks forward to meeting again with Callum, who is the Parliamentary Private Secretary for Science, Innovation and Technology. Don't forget to listen out for three special one-off broadcasts from the RSGB National Radio Centre today. The broadcasts are part of the celebrations which are taking place to mark the 70th anniversary of GB2RS. Listen out at 1pm, 2:30pm and 4pm. Go to rsgb.org/gb70rs for details of frequencies and newsreaders. All listeners are welcome to join the pre- and post-news nets, which will be operating using the special event call sign GB70RS. The RSGB Low-Ra High-Altitude Balloon Launch took place on Saturday the 20th of September and was a great success, despite tricky weather conditions, which included rain and high winds. The balloon soared at a peak altitude of 48,556 feet before landing in a remote location in the Thursden Valley. Winners of the competition to win a £200 Moonraker voucher will be announced at the RSGB 2025 convention on Saturday the 12th of October. If you're wondering what you can do with your Low-Ra tracker now the RSGB challenge is finished, go to rsgb.org/LORA-balloon for a handy guide on how you can continue the fun. If you took part and would like to be included in a special feature in the December edition of Radcom, send your photos and a short summary of your activity to Charlie Oscar Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk by Wednesday the 1st of October. The Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth Games will be held from the 23rd of July to the 2nd of August 2026. The organisers are looking for amateur radio operators to volunteer and assist with radio, spectrum and other technical tasks. To register as a radio volunteer, email spectrum@glasgow2026.com to be sent a code that you can enter into the volunteer booking portal. For more information and to apply to become a volunteer, visit the volunteering tab at glasgow2026.com. Wednesday the 1st of October sees the launch of UK Boaters' second annual celebration of the work carried out by the volunteers of the Royal Observer Corps. Act event or hunt for any UK BOTA ROC bunker reference during October to qualify. More details are available at ukbota.org. And now for details of rallies and events. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a surplus equipment sale on Saturday, the 4th of October, at Cwmdwed Community Hall. The doors will be open from 8:30am for traders, 9:30 a.m. for disabled access, and from 10 a.m. for all visitors. All radio amateurs and shortwave listeners are welcome. Limited parking is available outside the hall, and more is available on the main road. For more information or to book a table, contact Andy, GW0JLX, on 07768 282 880. On Sunday, the 5th of October, the 50th Welsh Radio Rally takes place at Llanwern High School, Hartridge Farm Road, Newport, South Wales. The doors open for traders from 7 a.m. and for the public from 9:30 a.m. Admission costs £3. For more information, email welshradiorally@gmail.com. On Sunday, the 12th of October, the Autumn Dartmoor Radio Club Rally takes place at Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Mevie Lane, Yelverton. The doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £3. For more information, email 2E0RPH@gmail.com. And also on Sunday the 12th, Hornsey Amateur Radio Club's annual rally takes place at Driffield Showground, East Yorkshire. Exhibitors can gain access from 8 a.m. and visitors are welcome from 10 a.m. For more information, email Lima Bravo Papa, India November, Kilo November, Echo Yankee, numeral 1, at hotmail.co.uk. Now the special event news. Paul VK5PAS is active as Victor India 8 Papa Oscar Lima until tomorrow, 29th, to celebrate Australia's annual National Police Week. Recently, the station was spotted using FT8 on the 20-meter band, QSL via VK5PAS, Logbook of the World, and EQSL. 8 special call signs are in use until the 12th of October to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Swedish Amateur Radio Association. Look for activity on the 160 to 6 meter bands using CW, SSB and digital modes. For details of an award that's available for working the stations, visit tinyurl.com/SierraSierraAlpha-100. Now the DX news. The Salamis radio team is active as Sierra X-ray 8 Alpha Juliet X-ray from Salamina Island, EU07, until Tuesday the 30th of September. Operators using CW, SSB and digital modes on the HF bands and via satellite. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Clublog. And Janus SP9FIH is active as VK9/Sierra Papa 9 Foxtrot India Hotel from Christmas Island, OC002, until Friday the 3rd of October. Look for activity on the 30 to 10 meter bands using SSB and FT8, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest started at 0 hours UTC yesterday, 27th, and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report in CQ zone, UK's in zone 14. Also today, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 1st of October, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 1st, the RSGB 140 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour test runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Also on Wednesday the 1st, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange is your 6-character locator. The Oceania DX SSB contest runs from 0600 UTC on Saturday the 4th to 0600 UTC on Sunday the 5th of October. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Saturday the 4th of October, the RSGB 2.3 GHz trophy contest runs from 1400 to 2200 UTC using all modes on the 13 cm band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Saturday, the RSGB 1.2 GHz trophy contest runs from 1400 UTC to 2200 UTC. Using all modes on the 23 cm band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Both the IARU and RSGB 432 MHz to 245 GHz contests run from 1400 UTC on Saturday the 4th to 1400 UTC on Sunday the 5th of October. Using all modes on 432 MHz and 245 GHz frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, on Sunday the 5th of October, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 GHz contest runs from 0900 UTC to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 24 to 76 GHz frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Neither radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 25th of September. Last week was good for HF propagation for a number of reasons. Firstly, we're now entering autumn, which offers better propagation prospects in summer. And secondly, the solar flux index has remained high at up to 184 as of last Thursday, 25th. We had a week of near-normal geomagnetic conditions with a low KP index, no Earth-directed coronal mass ejections, and a relatively quiet solar wind. These have all combined to give excellent HF propagation, including openings on the 10-meter band using FM and transatlantic 10-meter contacts being possible in the afternoon. The maximum usable frequency over a 3,000-kilometer path, according to the PopQuest, has mainly been in excess of 30 MHz during daylight hours. The KQ2H repeater in upstate New York, with an output frequency of 29.62 MHz, has been loud at times in the afternoon and is a good indicator of HF propagation. Expect it to get better as we enter October. Other United States stations have been heard on the 10-meter band using FM, including one in Ohio. Steve, G0KYA, was surprised to hear the GB3XMB 10-meter beacon on 28.287 MHz from Waddington, Lancashire, last week. Steve remarked that it's 175 miles to Norfolk as the crow flies, and he said the signal didn't sound like backscatter. That's quite a distance for a 10-meter ground wave. Other decks worked, including, according to CDXC, included FP5KE, the San Piero Miquelon de-expedition. The station could be heard on everything from top band to 10 meters. V6D in Micronesia has been worked on the 40 and 17 meter bands using CW. Other highlights include D2USU in Fiji on the 12 meter band using FT8 and 9Y49R in Trinidad and Tobago on the 10-meter band using FM. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index may fall to be in the 159 to 170 range. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be poor tomorrow, 29th, with a KP index of 5, and again between the 3rd and 5th of October, also with a predicted K index of 5. Expect decreased MUS for a few days until the ionosphere recovers. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The next week or so looks to be typical for autumn. It'll be a mix of Atlantic weather systems bringing lows and their fronts, which may offer some rain scatter for those on the gigahertz bands. The other side of the coin is in areas of high pressure, or mostly weak ridges, in this case, mainly affecting the south and east of the country. This is the point where troppo operators can move in with paths probably favouring the North Sea and Scandinavia up to this weekend, and then across to the continent and down to Spain during the coming week. It's worth remembering that troppo can exist throughout the 24 hours across water and along coasts like the North Sea and English Channel, although the portion of the path over land can weaken during daytime. Meteor scatter prospects remain in the random territory, so are best in the early morning. Recent activity with geomagnetic disturbances suggests that aurora should continue to be part of the operating list in the coming week. Check for a hollow note or warble on HF signals and for a KP index greater than 5, and then consider turning your VHF arrays to the north. For EME operators, moon declination reaches its minimum tomorrow, 29th, so from then on we'll see lengthening moon windows and increasing peak elevation. The moon's distance from Earth started to decrease after apogee on Friday the 26th, meaning path losses are falling. 144 MHz sky noise will be high today and peaks at around 2800 Kelvin tomorrow, the 29th, before dropping back to low for the rest of the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Once again, there is no local news of any import, and the main news was very long. So that ends this week's GBTRS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close-down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.